Tech Talk with Jeff Quattromani.
Now it's that time of the week where we talk turkey with Jeff Quattromani. Hello, Jeff. How are you, mate?
I'm really well. How are you?
Good, mate. Quick question. Listener question from Irving. Irving says, Irving is hard at hearing and has hearing aids, so reads the telly, the subtitles, but his wife doesn't have problems with hearing. And Irving wants to know, is there such a device that he could wear headphones and put a Bluetooth dongle into the TV, and he would be able to hear the TV audio through the headphones, but his wife would also be able to hear the TV through the speakers?
That's a really good question, and something that has been asked before. Most TVs, especially newer TVs, I don't know how old his one is, but most of them will have Bluetooth built into the TV already. And if that's the case, when you do connect a pair of headphones to it, you actually get to decide whether you cut off the TV speakers and just use the Bluetooth, or you can use both. So that may solve the problem if he can go through the settings and just check if he's got Bluetooth built into that TV already. And then effectively, yes, you can control the volume on the headphones themselves as well as on the TV for the speakers as well. But if the TV is a little bit older, the other thing you could look at getting, there's a company called Sennheiser who make headphones for televisions, and they plug into those sort of red and white ports on your TV, those auxiliary inputs, and that allows you to actually split the audio as well. So audio to the headphones for independent listening as well as through the TV speakers.
So in a nutshell, if you've got a modern day TV, you can buy some form of dongle, Bluetooth, you plug it into the TV, it gives you the choice of two options. Just listening through the headphones or both, so that the person that's hard at hearing can listen through the headphones, and the partner stroke wife, husband that's not hard at hearing, they can also listen to the TV through the speakers.
Correct. So if it's a modern TV, you won't need to buy anything except for the Bluetooth headphones. It will already be on the TV, but if not, then yes, you might need to add something else to it.
So you don't need to buy any dongle or anything like that. If it's a modern TV, that service is already available because it's got Bluetooth.
Exactly. So I know that my Samsung's at home, they've got Bluetooth built into them, and I'll often connect headphones to them if the kids are asleep next door. But at the same time, I know that there is a setting in there that allows you to use both.
Fantastic. Thank you for that. Now, Samsung have announced, speaking of TVs, their range of OLED televisions. Now, this follows the success of the technology from LG. What's the best way to decide on the right screen for you if you're in the market for a brand new television?
Look, I mean, without getting crazy technical about the technology behind these two types of screens, an OLED TV produces better blacks, but it does that because it doesn't have backlit technology for lighting. So what that really means at the end of the day is an OLED TV will produce the best picture quality you can get in a TV, but if it's a brightly lit room, it won't perform as well as an LED TV. So an OLED TV is awesome for your home theaters, but an LED TV will go best in a room where you've got lots of natural light coming in during the day. You need that brightness on the screen. That's where LED TVs will still work.
We're seeing these robot mowers in the new season of The Block, but the last week, the Husqvarna company, what did they do? They sang happy birthday to the Mars rover, the loneliest robot in the world.
Look, I mean, it might be a fantastic marketing gimmick or not, but effectively, the Mars Curiosity rover has been on Mars for 10 years, and every year it celebrates its birthday by itself. So Husqvarna decided to embrace their 10,000 auto mowers that they have around the world already to sing in unison happy birthday to the Curiosity rover. And I have a Husqvarna auto mower, and it was a strange sight to see it just chiming the happy birthday song while it cut the grass last week.
Oh dear. Now, what's this guy that threw $150 million in Bitcoin in the bin and he's now begging to explore the local garbage tip?
Look, no one's had a worse day than this bloke. Effectively, when Bitcoin first came to the world, it was cheap. It was worth peanuts, you know, 0.1 of a cent per Bitcoin. And this person had 8,000 Bitcoins downloaded onto his computer. They're unique codes that aren't available anywhere else. He needs to verify those codes to actually claim that Bitcoin. But during a cleanup many years ago, he threw it into the bin. Because at that point, the laptop was worth nothing. The data on it, he thought, was invaluable as well. As the price of Bitcoin has now skyrocketed, that 8,000 Bitcoin is worth £150 million.
What?
Which is, just a little bit of money. So he is begging the local TIFF to allow him to use robots and artificial intelligence to try and find a laptop that he threw in the bin almost 10 years ago. So they're not letting him do it, which is probably the biggest challenge he's having, because they don't really want people sifting through the rubbish for ecological reasons and things like that, especially something that old. But you can see why not only him, but a lot of people are probably knocking on their door just saying, can I have a look through your rubbish?
Another appliance we can talk to is the dishwasher. So there is now a dishwasher that, what, you can say, you know, do the dishes or turn on or turn off.
Exactly. I mean, if you've ever gotten into bed and thought, oh, I forgot to turn the dishwasher on, you could just yell out, Alexa, turn the dishwasher on, and that's it. That dishwasher will start by itself and get going. But, I mean, I don't know how often that happens to people or whether there is value in that, but it's coming to market this year from Sharp. If you want to talk to your dishwasher, there's another person who will listen in the kitchen.
Well, what you actually need for your dishwasher is a robot to stack the dishwasher rather than just, you know, turn the dishwasher on, because obviously if you stack the dishwasher on a regular basis, which I do, you know, after you put the dirty dishes in, you shut the door, push a button and walk away. It's not too difficult to do.
It's not hard, but there is a skill in stacking a dishwasher well. My wife and I will argue about who stacks it best.
No, I agree. Absolutely agree with you 100%. My wife and I don't argue about that. I give her the trophy. She is the best dishwasher stacker. I'm not good at all. But having said that, I get the job done if there's not as many dishes there. She has this unique art of being able to get so much more into the dishwasher than I can. I would need two cycles to get everything through, whereas she'll do it in one.
I know. I don't know how they do it.
She is amazing. Our time is up. I'm sorry, mate. I won't be here next week. I'm going under the knife on Friday for this eye. So I will talk to you hopefully the week after that, all right?
I wish you well. Speak soon.
Mate, you look after yourself, and we'll talk to you next time, okay? Thank you, Jeff. Yeah, we appreciate you making yourself available, mate. Okay, bye-bye.